Song. 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 Podcast.
Hey, well, welcome back to the Zoom
Podcast. What up, gamers? It's your boy, who is down to clown. It's been a while. How have you been, Thomas?
Well, there's a huge jump of energies right now.
Yeah, I know.
We've come back down to earth here.
I forgot to say who it was. I was meant to be like, what up, gamers? It's your boy, like...
Like, oh, I'm Jordan Thompson, and you're
free love,
to Zoom.
Free love, turkey, 912.
Boom, you winked at me just then.
I did. I didn't mean to. I think it's more of a twitch.
Sure. look,
we come off strong.
Come off strong here. Look, I've been well. Yeah. I really can't complain. We've got a new setup as well.
Yeah. So hopefully this will sound even better. So
all
y'all who complain, it's not us this time.
There's a lot of complainers.
There's a lot of complainers. More complainers
I'd
than.
I'd like to see them do a podcast.
At least once a month.
Yeah.
How dare they? I'm keen to be doing Zoom again.
That's cool.
Can't you tell?
That's cool.
It's been a while. We apologize for the wait. I know you guys have been waiting so patiently for us, but we have been unwell.
I've been unwell.
Fine. Shock. Yeah. Some things came up. I've been unwell. You know, everything's just...
Jordan to Japan again.
Yeah, went a second time. I didn't think I got the culture enough, you know what I mean? I want to be a culture king more than a cultured...
Queen. No, nothing wrong with women, though.
Yeah, nothing wrong with women. Shout out to all the women out there.
Come on.
We're just living it up right now.
Yeah. Go on. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, I've done a lot of sitting down and thinking. I've been thinking about, where Zung is going and where I'm going with Zung.
Yeah.
And I really feel like...
I'm holding you back. I could hear this coming.
So I didn't want to do it publicly. Mm. You know, I don't want to make a fool of you, Thomas. But
look, when you're a... Fall?
Gosh, we are on top of our game today.
All of me and you.
Yeah. I just feel like this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work unless you...
What do you mean?
Creatively.
Yeah.
Help me help you. Okay? So where I'm going with this is that I really need you... Like, this is your last chance, really. And I'm saying this publicly so everyone can know. Are we going to keep this in the podcast?
I'm not quite sure.
Unlikely.
I'm not quite sure how to take this.
Well.
I feel betrayed.
Mm.
I feel blindsided.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a fair comment at all to make.
Okay, guys. Now we're getting serious. To get Thomas to stay on Zung, we're going to need all you guys to start sharing. Start liking. Tell your mates. Thomas needs your help. And it's up to you to save Thomas.
Who, me?
Yes, you. No. Not you. You.
Who?
Not
me?
You.
Me?
Not you, Thomas, but you.
What about me?
Not you, Thomas. You. We brought it back.
Yeah, we brought
we
it
like
back.
To bring back our own.
Come on.
Our own little memes.
Hey, we've got an action packed.
Oh my god.
Action packed Zung podcast. Hey, we've been on a bit of hiatus.
Are
recently.
You shocked though? Are you shocked?
Boy.
I'm not shocked.
What Zung podcast isn't full of action?
Probably
and
episode
drama and romantic comedy and
so much
comedy.
Romantic comedy.
There's a lot of romantic
Life
comedy.
Life happens.
Life happens.
Life happens. Shout out to the movie Life Happens. Watched that the other day. It could be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
But I think artistically...
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I just don't get art, I don't think.
I don't think you get art.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we had this conversation before.
Yeah, I don't
about how you, you know...
You get it.
Whatever. We'll just talk about it later. We're going to start off.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to start off because we've talked about ourselves too much. This has gone for at least 2 minutes. We're going to start off.
5 minutes.
Excuse me. With some would you rather questions.
Lovely.
Because people and myself
are
really interested in would you rather questions.
There's so many of them floating around.
There's a lot.
BuzzFeed, you're our number one culprit here.
BuzzFeed, we love you.
BuzzFeed and Facebook. Yeah. They really love a good would you rather.
Yeah. Well, they've got to release at least 50 things a day. I don't blame them.
How many people do you reckon they have on staff?
BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Gosh.
More than Google?
Would you rather, listen, I'm going to start it off. Would you rather work for BuzzFeed or for Facebook?
Oh, Facebook.
Yeah, that's easy, isn't
that's
it?
That's easy. BuzzFeed sucks. Damn. Imagine you have to tell, where do you work? Oh, I work on.
I work for an internet.
I work for an internet company. Yeah. Oh, like, what do they do? Oh, like, it's like news and like...
A lot news. Of news. Just news.
Like, oh, what one? Or like, you mean like...
Relatable
you
news.
You mean like the Lad Bible or like Batuta Advocate or...
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, Vice. Oh, yeah, like pretty similar, like pretty same thing.
Yeah, just different.
Just a lot different of, vibe. Like a little bit more...
you know how like...
Interactive.
You know how like most news things would, you know, tell about the global news and like what's happening down this.
Oh, yeah.
We saw specialize in questions that make you think... which Harry Potter character you are.
We'd like to ask the questions that you don't want to ask.
What type of flower would you be in spring? You know, like the real questions that people need to know and answer.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Yeah, you're never going to tell that to someone. Yeah, no way. And so what's it called? Oh, that's BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Boo! All right, let's hit you with some would you rather questions. All right, this is not even a would you rather for me. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early? I've never been
20 minutes early.
Not 10 minutes late in my life.
No, I agree. Look, I think 10 minutes late. I mean, it's tough with a job. You don't really want to be 10 minutes late because who's going to hire you? But you'll still only be 20 minutes early.
I'm 10 minutes early.
Imagine like you're that guy, excuse me, who rocks up 20 minutes early to the job. Like, do you know those type of people? Yeah. Like, they're nice.
They wear their work clothes outside of their job.
They sure do. If they got a Woolies cap, they're wearing it at the gym.
Yeah. Like old mate. I saw someone the other day, and Jordan works at Woolworths, and I saw someone the other day.
Oh, wow. Now they're going to find me.
Crap. Well, when do you work at again? Mulberry Heights? Is that it?
You'll never know.
I text Jordan instantly because I saw someone at the gym. I go to the gym, by the way.
I do not.
I saw someone at the gym and they had a Woolworths cap on. Mm. They were working out with a Woolworths cap on.
It's not stylish.
No, there's no... There
and it's
no...
not ironic either. Like, there's a...
It didn't look ironic at all.
Nah. It's not funny. It's just weird.
No, yeah, I don't
know. Like, you know how like sometimes people wear like, I can't really think of an example, but like a Macca's cap. I think if you wore like a Macca's cap, people would be like
vintage.
That's probably ironic. Yeah, a vintage Mackie. but like, I feel like Woolworths is like, oh, you're proud.
You're proud of working at Woolworths.
Yeah.
You like it a lot.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But
no, there is.
If you've been in the business for as long as I have, there's plenty
shelves.
Plenty wrong with that.
Yeah.
Give me another question.
All right. Ooh, here's a good one. Would you rather be famous when you are alive and forgotten when you die? Or unknown when you're alive, but famous after you die?
Famous when I'm alive, forgotten when I'm dead.
Oh.
I couldn't care less. Why would I...
Legacy.
I don't care about legacy. Why would I care about a legacy? I'm gone. I'm not going to be that ghost who goes, gee, I really wish I left more of a legacy. I really wish I did. I want the attention now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be greedy. I wouldn't say...
You're a dick.
Yeah, I know. But like why... I don't care about legacy. Well, like, famous-wise, I don't care about legacy. Yeah. If I were to be famous, I want to know. Because I don't want to be that. What's that painter? The guy chopped off his ear?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's it. Like, he wasn't famous. Like, he was so depressed.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Keep guessing. Eventually, you'll get it. When he was alive, all his paintings were just... Like, no one cared. Yeah. But as soon as he died, because like, he was so depressed and he just hated life.
He cut his own ear off, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was that insane.
Is that the guy?
Yeah. I forgot what his name is.
Money.
Oh, Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Van Birdo.
But how much would that suck? Because what you're doing, it just doesn't matter until you're dead.
It's not really what you want, hey?
Nah. Thomas, what's...
I don't even know. I mean...
Wow. Okay, next question.
This is a big one. Okay. I like this one. Would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child?
Oh.
Or accidentally be responsible for the death of three adults? Adults. Adults. Nah, there's no way. Nah, kids is just next.
That sucks. Three adults. That's three people dead.
Man, they're popping out every single day, man.
Yeah, but so are
children. How many people are born? Oh, I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
I'm gonna say child.
Oh, boo.
Wow.
That's rough, man.
That is rough. Like, I don't... It depends. But I don't want to get into that. Well, it depends how old they are. It depends how old the adults are. If they're old, then of course I want them to die. Like, I... Because if they're like young adults,
yeah,
I don't want to kill three young adults. You know what I mean? If they were all 80, then I mean, I don't want to kill them. But
serious?
Compared to a child,
far out.
Or as a child, you know,
this has gotten dark real quickly, John.
All
right,
I'm so sorry. I'm like, all my demons are coming out right now.
The demons.
What am I saying?
The Melbourne demons are all coming out.
I'm gonna get so many bad comments.
People are gonna tear you apart online.
On the line.
Would you, this is a really, really good one, I like this. Would you rather your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? Boom.
Oh, two sizes too big. Oh,
that's boring.
Well, I don't want people seeing my midriff.
Yeah, but one size too small is not midriff. You gotta think about one size too small, that's like,
oh, I guess
you've
not,
got like a little bit too much of your arms showing.
Mm.
And it probably comes to below your belt.
Oh, yeah. You're
but
right.
As soon as you stretch upwards, boom, there comes out the belly button. Belly button time.
Belly button. There what goes the snout. What time is it?
Belly button time.
Snout. But I don't want my snail trail rocking out. Nah, you know what I mean? I don't know. No one can rock the snail trail.
No man wants that.
But I guess, like, if they're two sizes too big, like, it's in fashion, but also, two sizes too big pants are not in fashion. They were. But I can't be having my pants falling down every 2 seconds. Oh, it's just shirts?
Just shirts. But we'll do pants. One size too small or two sizes too big?
For pants? Pants?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a really tough
real
one.
Tough.
Do you want your booty aching or do you want to just be swimming in your pants?
I reckon you could do a rhyme with that. Booty aching or?
Pants quaking.
Yeah. I was thinking shaking.
Pants but. Shaking. I mean, shaking from all the space in there.
Excuse me. You're not talking like that. Yeah, you probably go small because I don't want my pants falling down all the time. Is one of the like
it's called
nightmare.
A belt, man.
Yeah,
get with it.
But is the belt two sizes too big?
No, I'm saying pants. We'll do that next. All right. Do you want your belt to be two sizes too big or your belt to be one size too small? Like you can't quite get it into the notch.
Oh, like there's so much there's loose. So much. Loose belt.
Go.
Probably too small. Too small. I don't want this flappy.
No,
I don't want a flappy bird. Flappy bird, the belt.
Nah, you might pass out. Like, have you ever worn a belt that's so tight that you feel a little
absolutely.
Bit like nauseous?
The belts like now don't fit me. I have to drill an extra hole for it to.
Oh, because they're not small enough.
Yeah. And I've got no hips.
No, your hips definitely are lying.
My hips are lying. My they're hips lying. Are deceased. You know that the Shakira song, yeah. My Hips Are Deceased?
Yeah, I remember that one. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's real catchy.
So belts. What about how this is a good one as well. Okay. I hope you resonate. What about watches?
Watches.
Would you rather your watch be two sizes too big,
so
jiggling around on your arm heaps, or one size too small that
it's a bit painful to put on,
but like not too much pain that it would be an obvious no. Just a little bit of irritation, maybe it pinches the skin a little bit.
Oh, I don't really want that.
Or do you want just flopping about everywhere? That's worse. I'd go with the pain.
I'll go loosey goose.
Nah, loosey goosey. Not about it.
Nah, I'll lose the goose.
I won't lose it.
Just because, like, I mean, if I lose it, like, it's two sizes too big anyway. I don't really care. You know what I mean?
But no, it's not big enough to fall off your wrist. It's just big enough that it will never sit still on your arm.
Like, will it go up my bicep?
And around your whole body?
Is that how loose it is?
No. Just like up to your forearm. A bit further up.
I'll do that. I'd rather that. I don't want pain. I don't want to wear it if it causes me pain.
You don't know how to do these, do you?
I feel like I've gone for every answer that...
We've gotten some different answers here. It's really
good. I've gone against the grain. That's what everyone says.
All right. Here you go. Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet?
Okay.
Or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Oh. So I can either save people or create a legacy. So really what this question is asking, before you make an answer, are you selfish or are you giving?
No. Because you're finding a new planet. For people to live on.
But you have a choice.
Yeah.
To either be selfish.
I'll be discovering
the planet. And find a planet.
I'll be discovering that damn planet. You bet I will. I'll be looking into the sky. I'll be like, you know what? Yo, that is mine.
Yo.
That's mine.
You know how Lance Armstrong was one small step for man, another giant leap for mankind? Yours is, yo, that's mine.
Houston, we have a problem. Yo, that's mine.
I'll be a good person and I'll show how big...
Nah, turn it up. How big, make me feel
how
bad.
Big, how big my heart is. And I'll say, I'm going to save some people. You know, I may not go down history, but those people whose lives were saved...
Shut up.
...will forever remember.
No, stop it. All right. Would you rather be locked in a room that is constantly dark for a week or a room that is constantly bright for a week? That's a good one. Dark. I'll just sleep. Can't sleep when it's bright.
Yeah, bright's no good, hey.
And it just pisses you off a bit. You're like...
I was going for a week.
Yeah, the whole time.
It was dark. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, but I guess I'll just sleep.
Yeah, I was chilling out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I reckon it's dark. Because then you just bring something. You bring a torch. Can I do that? Is that allowed?
What's that?
You bring a torch.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could. There's no such thing as a dark.
Yeah, a dark torch.
Yeah.
Gosh, we're smart.
Here's a good one. Would you rather be poor but help people? Or become incredibly rich by hurting people?
Well, Thomas.
I'd actually rather be poor and hurt people. I'm joking, but...
Oh, Thomas, I believed you.
I didn't want any of our listeners to think that. Well, like, whoa. The Thomas guy is a bit of a loser.
He's a bit of a loser. He's got a small heart.
Yeah. Nothing like Jordan's, though.
Jordan's got a very large...
Jordan, big heart, he's got a, Thompson.
He's got a very well-endowed heart. I mean, obvious answer.
What do you mean?
Hurt people. Nah, poor and save people.
Yeah, that's fair. This is a pretty cool one. Would you rather live without the internet or live without AC and heating?
Oh my gosh.
AC means would you rather live without half of the greatest band of all time, AC/DC?
You only had the drummer and the bass.
No singer and lead guitar.
Nah.
So would you rather only have half of it all AC/DC songs or not have the internet? It's a really tough one.
Oh, I mean, I can't stand AC/DC, so I'm going to have to go.
You're serious? Can you imagine listening, you turn on Triple? How about, I'm going to describe to you a nightmare that you could have in the future.
Okay, I'm asleep right now. I'm in the nightmare sphere.
All right, what happens is, You're alone in your car. You're getting in your car to go to work.
Am I asleep in the car?
No, no.
Okay, sorry.
You're having a nightmare, right? You're sweaty in real life.
Yeah.
And you are now... Everyone's
sweating. Don't tell them.
You're now in a car driving to work early in the morning, maybe 7:30.
My eyes are closed.
Yeah. No, your eyes are closed now, but they're not in real life.
When they're driving.
It's 7:30 in the morning. You flick on your favorite radio station, Triple M. What you hear is, you hear, first of all, you hear Andrew Jarman commentating on sport and not knowing what's going
on. And Roo.
And Roo.
Hey, guys. It's the Roo.
Roo's probably a better one. What's his counterpart?
Ruined Dits. Ruined Dits.
Yeah, you got Ruined Dits, yeah.
Yeah.
Next minute they say, hey, we're going to flick over to 59 minutes of music nonstop.
Great.
First song that comes out is Thunderstruck, except all you get is the kick drum, the whole song with the bass line.
What does that sound like?
I was going to try to sing it, but...
You're the bass.
Bum, 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 bum.
I don't think you know what the bass is.
I don't know what the bass is. Does that not sound like a nightmare? Apology to all our listeners that actually thought they were having a nightmare. Just
please don't drive for that section. Yeah. Please park.
Yeah, please park.
I'm telling you after it's already done. And I want that. Because I'd laugh. I'd find it hilarious.
It would be so funny. I might even try to do that and maybe edit it with no guitar and vocals.
Oh, please. I mean, ours is pretty good. That's what a drum sounds like. Clapping.
Bass.
Well, I thought that was very...
I thought it was funny.
Very intuitive.
All right, John. You know, the other day... I was lounging around home and I had an itching. You know when you get an itching for something?
Yeah, I do.
You know, an itching for... And it wasn't just, you know, something, just any something.
No.
I was, you know, had an itching for something.
Always something specific.
Something specific.
Pacific, yeah.
Yeah,
Missouri. something Pacific Ocean,
something
I'm missing.
Missouri. And, you know, when you that feeling hits, you just need... I need something that was going to... sustain me. I need something that was going to provide me a good source of calcium, B12, vitamins,
protein.
You know, when you just get that itching for some B12s, that's mine.
Yeah.
So, you know, I headed over to my cupboard.
Yeah, go on.
And I was just searching through and I was like, what can provide me with these B12s, calcium, protein? I need all these things. And I'm scrolling through my cupboard and my eyes land on...
I do know.
My eyes land on the perfect thing and I pull that sweet, sweet beaut out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
And then he's not talking about me here.
No, not that sweet, sweet beut. It was... Jordan was in my cupboard. He's living in my house at the moment. But he was in the cupboard, but I looked past the first sweet, sweet beauty and my eyes laid on the second sweet, sweet beauty.
Yeah.
Which was this, what would you call it, a tin or a tub?
A tin.
Yeah, we'll call it a tin. And... I opened it up.
Yeah.
And it was... it hadn't been opened yet. Oh, and so I had the foil around the top and...
Oh, my gosh.
I pulled out my knife.
Yeah. Your knife?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, sorry. I got a knife out of the cupboard or something. Yeah. Wherever knives are kept.
Cupboard?
Yeah.
Yep.
Got a knife out the cupboard. And I just... I pierced the foil.
Yeah.
And made that sound of... The sound of foil being pierced by a knife.
Yeah.
And I opened it up and my nose was filled with...
Oh, my gosh.
My nose was smelled.
Smelled.
My nose was filled with the smell of chocolatey goodness.
Wow.
And you know what it was, John? You know what I had been itching for? You know what was going to sustain...
We've all been waiting for at least 3 minutes.
You know what was going to fill me with those proteins and those B12 vitamins?
Please.
Nesquik.
Wow. If you haven't had your daily chocolate milk taken, then quit your throat quaking and start having that goodness milk shaken. Nesquik.
official sponsor. Official sponsor.
Please sponsor us next week. But now we're going to go into a... we've had similar segments.
Yeah.
And again, we don't do this to offend anyone. We just have these thoughts. And yeah, they just...
we're thinking boys.
And yeah, we're thinking boys. And we'd like to think about some things that go that just make us go, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Things that may annoy us, maybe others.
When life throws you lemons.
When life throws us lemons.
We got to think about them.
We got to think about the lemons. And so we're going to... have we had this segment before?
Yeah.
Things that annoy?
Yeah, I think there's a little soundtrack that'll play right now for it.
Things that annoy. Wow.
Crazy.
And so we're going to go, we're going to write into it. I'm going to start off. But this is what, this has actually been an app killer for me. An app,
killer.
App killer.
As in the app store.
And no, this makes me want to delete the app.
Oh, yes, sure.
Snapchat stories.
Yeah.
Are the worst.
Oh, you mean like people's stories?
Not people's stories. I mean, they don't excite me, but they're fine. I'm talking about the ones that like BuzzFeed make and like they're always asking a question.
Yeah.
7
reasons Miley Cyrus's relationship is better than yours.
What's the... oh, did men create lesbianism? That was an awesome one. I can just wait. Let me just
what
get
was
some
the answer?
Let me just get some examples. Could you guess the amount of bubbles that come out? Play your cards right and watch this. Cardi B's outrageous surprise party.
I don't even know.
Did you know a real murderer was in The Exorcist?
Whoa.
Just do you. You have to see this play. You have to see this. 10 signs there might be someone living inside your house. You had someone living inside your house.
But you know what?
How weird is that?
But it's not even like they've just broken in and they're like, it's a creepy like horror movie.
Yeah, it's not trying to steal something. Like they're just
eating
there.
Your Weet-Bix in the morning
but
and you're not
10
sure.
10 signs? I reckon you're an idiot. If you need to look at a Snapchat story to find 10 signs that someone's living in your house.
Yeah, I do always have 5 Weet-Bix missing in the morning. You're right. They're in their house.
There is someone sleeping in my bed who I don't know quite constantly. That's so weird.
So strange.
What other 10 signs? I mean, I'm actually 10.
Can we open it?
Yeah, I want to see what the 10 signs are.
I want to see what the 10 signs are.
So, but like what, I mean, I do look at these sometimes and like I'll be like halfway through them and I'll be like, what on earth am I doing?
What have I done to deserve this?
10 things. Oh, and you know what, they get you as well. You click it, but it's never the first thing. It's always the last one. So you have to click through all the other ones.
Yeah.
The landlord evict. Oh, the videos.
Oh, you don't even know.
So annoying. Apparently, the number 10, a landlord evicted someone from your house. Okay.
Oh, okay. Number 9?
I have to wait for a Jim Carrey movie segment to finish for number 9 to come out. Your pet is acting strangely.
All right, guys, you hear that? If your pet's ever...
Dude, my fish is tripping out right now.
Is that even my dog?
So my fish? Trash and other items in common areas. So not only is this man living in your house, but he's dirty and he doesn't.
And he's leaving trash everywhere.
Surely, if you're living in someone's house, you put out your trash.
You're gonna try to make it yourself, like seem as
things like, in your house aren't in their proper place. What is a proper place? You feel like someone is watching you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. This is so ridiculous. You notice personal items are missing. So they're stealing your stuff.
Yeah, look, the only reasonable conclusion.
So far, my fish is acting weird. There's rubbish everywhere. Someone's definitely watching me. And what was the last one?
Some of my stuff's gone.
Some of my stuff's gone. Something must be wrong.
Something must be wrong. Someone must be living in my house.
You've never visited your attic. Why would someone live in my attic? It's so gross.
Why would someone live in your attic but leave rubbish in my house?
Number three, strange smells come from places. Mm. Right, sounds things are smelling like my house, weird. Unexplained fingerprints. I'm always
dusting. I'm always dusting for fingerprints.
I'm always searching for fingerprints in my house. And if they don't match with my family, someone's living in my house. Number one.
I know all of my relatives' fingerprints.
And do you know what number one was? So this is how you know that someone's in there. You hear a noise from your attic.
Boom.
It's not only have you not visited the attic, giveaway. You hear noises in the attic.
Stand giveaway.
Well, guys, I hope you really enjoyed that. I hope you now really think twice when you go home and just look for these signs. You know, is someone actually living in your house? Check your fish. Check your fingerprints. Check your smells.
Garbage, especially the attic.
Especially the attic. If you have an attic, check it now.
The attic is a hot zone for random people.
To live in your house. Yeah.
Where were we?
I was saying the Snapchat stories. They're dumb. I think I've explained that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're very dumb.
Oh, this has really frustrated me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could relate, Thomas. Inspirational quotes. Written.
Yeah.
On white backgrounds.
Yeah.
Just because there's a white background and there's just black text doesn't mean that the quote is credible.
Do you mean on Instagram? And
mainly on Instagram, Facebook. You see them everywhere. And
even
it's just
in
like,
real life.
It's just like, oh, if a boy's not treating you right, leave him. Maybe that's not. I can't think of it. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Like,
I don't want to dob anyone in, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to dob my mum in.
Oh, no.
Because my mum freaking loves them. Sonia freaking loves them. Like, I reckon in my house, I reckon there would be at least, I think it's been counted before, but there's at least 25 of the same quote.
Is it a good quote?
It's like one of those like, dance like, you're dancing in the rain.
Hell yeah, that's sick.
Is that you know the one I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I absolutely do.
Dance like no one's watching.
Dance like no one's watching.
That's the one. Or maybe dance like someone's living in your house.
Hang on, I think I have someone. I have some. Oh, I mean, these aren't really inspirational quotes. But they're like, is anyone else insecure as and genuinely worried that no one will ever fall in love with them? Or is that just me? No, that's just you. No one ever has insecure thoughts. No. Not seeing your best friend for a long time really hurts.
Yeah,
that's so inspirational.
Or not having a Zoom podcast for ages. Yeah, for ages. Really hurts.
Girls can survive without a boyfriend, but they can't survive without a best friend.
Oh, I thought I was going to say, girls can't survive without a boyfriend. But girls... sorry.
That's okay. You can do it. Go on. Go, Thomas.
I don't know if I can.
Dude, don't be nervous. Okay, it's okay, bro.
I'll try. Girls can... What's the first line?
Girls can survive without a boyfriend, but they can't survive without a best friend.
Girls can't survive without a boyfriend.
What is that?
Girls can
survive without a
boyfriend. No,
stop.
What is it?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Girls can,
survive without a boyfriend.
Okay, say it with me. All right? Say it
boyfriend
with me.
Can without a girl's, but without best friend, and a girl can.
No, okay. Girls can survive without a boyfriend.
Yes.
But girls can't survive without a man.
Was that worth it, guys? I hope that was worth it. It took a journey,
oh, boy.
But we made it.
I'm so tired.
I don't need to give any more, do I? I mean, they're not really the inspirational quotes I was looking for, but they're still...
they're still funny.
We will have that one song that awakens the stripper in us. Inspirational.
And for me, that song... is Thunderstruck without vocal or guitar leads.
Only bass and drums. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, And we have one last one.
Yeah.
And this is, I see this.
The thing that will annoy us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see this. It's mainly with the older generation. Us
more. Oh, don't be putting them into boxes, yo. That's more.
That's us millennials.
Yeah.
We don't, I mean, I still see young people do this and it really frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
But on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. I know where it's going.
When people like tag someone in a comment.
Yeah.
Right? That's fine. People respond. That's fine. And then the other person responds. And then the other person responds. And the other person responds. The other person responds. Just message each other.
Nah.
Why are you starting a conversation on Facebook? I don't want to see a conversation on Facebook. Just like, hi, Linda.
It's always Linda.
Hi, Grim Graham. Hope you're doing well. this is really funny. Love, Sonia. Like,
hope the kids are doing well.
Hope the kids are doing well. XO. Or like,
I would be surprised.
Young people are like, oh, this is so funny. I know, right? I thought of you when I saw this. Haha, this is actually so true. I knew you would like it. You're always good with that type of stuff. And so I don't want to see that. Just put it on Messenger. Just message each other.
I'm happy if I get a like on a comment. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Did you get a comment?
Oh, I want to react.
Oh, I give
me
react.
Like a love react or like a sad react. Nah, tell me how you feel.
About the angry react just for everything.
Yeah, that's pretty. I find that funny.
Like
I do that for a lot of things. Like if someone's trying to be nice and you just give an angry react. I giggle a little bit.
Giggle.
I giggle like a little bit. Yeah, giggle.
Giggle.
yeah, but I just find that. I don't know, guys. I just find it so hard sometimes. anyway, that was.
Things that
annoy us.
Cue
the music, song.
Man.
Boom, 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 boom. Wow, we've been good today. Now, Thomas.
Yes. This is the when Jordan suggested that we talk about this as our wrap up, I've never been more excited.
This has made me laugh quite a lot. And this is one of those messages I'll send Tom one in the morning.
Yeah.
Just thinking by myself. And then I just, oop, an idea comes in my head and I go, man. You're right. That is odd. If you don't know what it is, this would be less funny. But if you know what it is, this is great.
And here's your chance to find out a bit more about it if you don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know, please look it up because it's hilarious.
Leave a like in the comment and subscribe to our channel.
Yeah, please. Leave a booyah in the chat. Are you guys down to clown? Rise up, gamers. Thomas has just hurt himself.
Oh, cramming. Okay, I'm good now.
Okay.
I'm back.
So... Tinder exists.
Yeah.
It exists.
Boy,
RSVP exists.
What's that?
A dating website.
Oh, sure.
What other ones?
Perfect,
Christian Mingle.
Perfect Match.
Perfect Match. Christian Mingle. Bumble. Why do I know so many? I shouldn't.
you know so many. I don't know what they are.
Farmer Wants
I'm
a Wife.
I'm trying to think of the Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette. All these dating websites.
There's one that everyone uses. It's a big one.
Yeah, but this is the one that I'm talking about. The one that I'm talking about is elitesingles.com.
Yeah, come on.
Elite.
If you're going anywhere but elite singles.
Yeah.
You're not an elite single.
You're not an elite single. You're an average single.
An average single.
So this leads me to the question.
Yeah.
What makes you an elite single?
Mm. That's a really good question.
What makes you like so elite that not only do you not have anyone and you're single, but you're so elite that you're on this website where you talk with other elite singles?
Really, really.
That's an excellent question.
Good question. Yeah. One that we may never be able to answer in our lifetime.
I will not be able to answer it. Because if you're like, you know, if you're a bit self-conscious about yourself.
Being a single. Generally.
But also like just in who you are. Sure. I guess you're not an elite single, are you?
No.
Is this like only for rich and famous.
No, nah, but like, here's the ironic thing, though. Okay. Right? Isn't it ironic?
Okay, please, Thomas. So, lay down the law.
I'm going to lay it down right now.
Yeah.
All of you guys that think you're an elite single, you're wrong. Because how can you be an elite single?
Yeah.
But be single?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you were so elite as a person that you were like the best of the best,
you'd have someone.
You wouldn't be single.
Mm.
You'd be finding someone else.
Unless it's your choice to be single.
Not wrong.
But then if you're choosing to be single, why are you on elite singles?
Yeah, you're not elite though.
You're not elite.
You're not elite because you know that a partner makes you better.
Are you an elite single if you consider yourself an elite single? Are you an elite single?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
I had it and I've lost it.
Okay, now.
I've confused myself.
We're going back to the drawing
board. Elite singles is confusing me. But I just want to know what makes you an elite single.
Okay, here's the first
one. Can you just leave in the comments? I would actually love responses to this.
Yeah, we need some responses.
I might do an Insta questionnaire.
Yeah, boom.
Saying what makes you an elite single after the podcast.
Yeah.
And I want you guys just to respond and we might post some of the things on the story. What makes you an elite single?
What makes you elite? What is elite about your singleness?
Yeah. I'm honestly baffled by it.
Yeah. Or is it your status of singleness or is it you as a person that makes you, are you elite?
But if you're single, are you elite?
Are you elite at being single? Is that why you're elite?
Oh. That's
elite
weird.
Singles because you're elite at being.
So that means you're like, you're really bad. you're just a bad person.
Pretty much. Yeah. And sorry to anyone that's on elite singles.
Yeah. We don't want to offend you guys.
It just
doesn't make sense to me.
Do you have just one thing that would make you an elite single?
Yeah. I guess if like, in a way, I'm a bit of an elite single in this way. I'm a bit of an elite single. Because I listen to like Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I'm a real indie fiend.
Real music.
Like, I don't, you know, what is that bebop crap? You know what I mean? Where's the real instruments?
What happened to real music?
So I listen to, you know, the real sort of music. I don't listen to pop music.
No.
I don't listen to anything that's on the radio. No. I only like to listen to artists that have at least 1,000 views per song on Spotify.
Too many.
I don't even use Spotify. I only go to live events and I record the music on my phone.
And I listen to voice memos all day.
Hmm. And I love slam poetry. I guess that just makes me an elite single. I don't know.
Beep, but she is dead. Bit of joke from a movie.
Shout out to 22 Jump Street. I guess that would make me an elite single.
Yeah.
Because I like that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think like if I'm just so far from the norm, that makes me elite.
Mm.
I think. I know, really.
Yeah. You know what I think makes you an elite single as well?
What's that?
Here's a good one. I'm not single myself. Just if you're wondering.
I am.
But I think the more you talk about it, the more elite you are. The more often you bring up how single you are, the more elite you are.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, hey guys, what are you guys doing today? It's just I'm single. I'm looking for something to do.
Hey man, how you been? Single, mostly. What have you been up to this week? Oh, I've been single.
Yeah, dude, it's so boring. Like, so when you're boring. By yourself and single. Like, you know, you will know.
Okay. Don't have to make me cry, Tom. Yeah. yeah, I think that definitely makes you really elite. I think that's what must happen in elitesingles.com. It's just a whole bunch of public forums saying how single people are.
And how much Bon Iver's real. How real Bon Iver
is. It's Bon Iver. People who say Bon Iver, please. It's Bon Iver. Actually, I listen to Justin Vernon.
Who's
I don't really
that?
Like Bon Iver. He's the singer of Bon Iver. I listen to his mixtapes.
Yeah, mixtapes. That's the go.
That's the go.
Mixtapes.
I don't listen to his. I don't like the album, but his mixtape back in 2010.
Yeah, dude, so good, man. If you like him now, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're an idiot. I liked. What's the typical
Childish Gambino, sure.
Yeah, Childish Gambino. But also, like, what's that? Who did Stressed Out?
Stressed Out.
I've been stressed out.
Come I don't on, know. Man.
Don't make me sing this.
Bonover? ACDC.
Yeah, I like the mixtapes of ACDC. I like them before, you know, the typical. I like them before they were famous.
Yeah, I went and saw their first live show in Adelaide.
I like Kings of Leon.
I used to be in their band.
Before they released You Somebody and Sex on Fire, their only songs. Well,
hey,
I think we got this point across.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
And you know what? We've gotten to the end of the podcast today as well.
That's gone quick.
It has actually, and it's a big one today as well.
It's a big one.
A lot of information, a lot of laughs, a lot of crying.
A lot of crying.
A lot of emotional stuff.
It's been a real roller coaster.
It has been.
Mm. But we're glad we're back. It's been a little hiatus.
Yeah,
but will we promise another podcast in 2 weeks?
Yep. Let's do it.
We'll promise it.
Promising it.
Right. This is promise now. If we break this promise,
you can.
If we break this promise, get angry at Thomas. Oh. Then that's a Zoom guarantee.
Ooh, I like it. Hey, well, thanks for listening in.
Thanks for listening.
We've got Facebook or Instagram.
We have Zung on Twitter, which is Zung12.
Come on.
What a number. Instagram, I think it's just called Zung.blog. And on Facebook, we have Zung.
Zung Podcast.
I think it's just Zung Podcast. Yeah. Please look us up. Please share with your friends.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. Be well.
Yeah.
We'll see stay elite, all singles out there.
All you singles, stay elite. All right, we'll see you next time.
See you later. Song. 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 Podcast.